A gas turbine project planned for a rural property near Midgick could employ more than 100 people during its construction, and thereafter between 8 to 10 maintenance and operations technicians. John McIsaac is president of ProEnergy Canada, a subsidiary of the Missouri-based company which has been chosen by NB Power to build and operate a plant on land it owns just off Route 940 near Centre Village inside the municipality of Chanchamar boundaries. McIsaac spoke to CHMA from Halifax on Wednesday and said he had been in Centre Village as recently as Monday.
I was out knocking on doors with Matt Gorman from NB Power. Matt and I went door to door to say hello to the neighbors and let them know there was an announcement coming out.
It's not the first time McIsaac and ProEnergy have been in Centre Village.
We've done about 10 to 12 months of in-depth research and site investigation. So we've been around enough to know some of the neighbors on a first-name basis.
The new plant is proposed for a piece of land acquired by NB Power last August for $300,000, according to Service New Brunswick records. NB Power plans to lease the property to Wattbridge, the development arm of ProEnergy, and has agreed to buy power generated on the site for at least 25 years. NB Power had been considering another site in Skadook as a possible location for the new gas plant, but according to environmental assessment documents, the Centre Village site was preferred by the North Shore Mi'kmaq Tribal Council, who have an equity share in the project. It's also conveniently located where the Maritimes and Northeast Pipeline crosses paths with NB Power's high-voltage transmission lines headed to PEI.
It's ideally suited in its location, and it's at the intersection of the trunking transmission, so where the transmission lines go across to PEI, there's three 138s, and there's also the main trunking transmission for gas from MNNP, and it's actually at the intersection of those two. If you looked at it as a triangle, that's the location of our facility.
NB Power would not make anyone available for an interview on this major project, but in a news release Monday said they have forecast a potential shortfall in generating capacity in the province starting in 2028, which the new gas plant will help fill. The Crown Corporation says it chose to pursue a natural gas plant in order to complement recent expansions in renewable energy generation. The ProEnergy turbines promise to not only fill intermittency gaps that come with renewable generation, but also to stabilize the grid with voltage support, even when the turbines are not burning fuel.
It's a unique offering. We are an original equipment manufacturer, and what our equipment offers is twofold, really. It's the ability to back up the grid or strengthen voltage support on the grid, and also provide generation when there's intermittency in the renewable supply and or we're in peak winter conditions and we can quickly respond. The technology is fast-acting aeroderivative generation. So literally within minutes, less than 10 minutes, we can be online and supporting a dispatch request from the control center at NB Power.
McIsaac says the new turbines will have two different modes of operation.
I would say 85% of the time when the facility is operating, it's not burning fuel. And it's in that voltage support mode, without making it too technical. What it does is it ensures that as the renewables are added onto the grid, that the support for the voltage comes from the generators that are spinning in an emissions-free mode. So they're not burning any fuel, but they're spinning in order to put what the engineers would call inertia back onto the grid. So what it does is it allows for reliable, stable operation as you increase the amount of renewables that you have on the grid. So we're in a position where we can address the peak load through the winter and daily peaks throughout the year and the intermittency of the renewables and the voltage support when we have an increased percentage of renewables on the grid.
McIsaac says that during the construction phase of the new plant, there would likely be over 100 jobs for skilled workers. Once the plant is operational, slated for the third quarter of 2028, about 8 to 10 skilled workers can operate it.
The site will be supported locally with local people on the ground, and also interfaced back to control room operations, a mimic screen, if you will, of all the important inputs in our Sedalia, Missouri and Houston, Texas operation centers. So the local operators on the ground will have support from subject matter experts that are based in Sedalia and in Houston, but it's our commitment to growing local skills and talented operators to operate the equipment on the ground every day.
McIsaac says that with the small number of workers required to operate the plant, he doesn't expect much traffic impact in the area once the plant is built, but construction, slated to start in 2026, would be a different story.
During construction, obviously, we'll do work ahead of time to ensure that we understand the volume of work that's happening locally and ensure that we manage traffic flows to mitigate risk to the extent practical. We'll also do things like go in and survey the condition of the roads well in advance and ensure that we leave things better than we found them.
The plant will use a significant amount of water, about 7,000 cubic meters per day, according to its water supply source assessment initial application prepared by Stantec engineers. It's not yet known how many wells the project would require and how it might affect nearby properties.
I think it's premature for us to say that it would affect local neighbors because we have to first better understand the aquifer that would be drawing from. So it would be premature for us to say. We have to understand the hydrology of what's there first before we can, you know, offer comment on any sort of impact.
The project is currently in the environmental impact assessment stage. As part of that process, the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada is hosting virtual information sessions for members of the public to learn more about the project and find out how to submit comments. Sessions happen online on the evening of July 21st and the afternoon and evening of July 22nd. Links to further information are with this story on chmafm.com. Although the new gas plant will be burning fossil fuels and releasing greenhouse gases, which contribute to further global heating, McIsaac says that based on NB Power's calculations, the plant will actually offset more GHG equivalent emissions than it creates, in part because it is only expected to be generating electricity between 7 and 17% of the time.
NB Power has done, I would say, a thorough review of what the emissions contributions are. And it's actually a net positive reduction of CO in the range of 250,000 tons per year in terms of a reduction on a net-net basis.
The Conservation Council of New Brunswick has expressed concern that the new gas plant will actually burn more natural gas than NB Power predicts. In a report by CBC reporter Jacques Poitras, Mo Qureshi says he worries the new facility will not just be used for peak times, but also for basic load generation. On July 5th, ProEnergy submitted its application for an environmental impact assessment of the new gas plant just off Route 940 near Centre Village. The Impact Assessment Agency of Canada is hosting virtual information sessions next week on July 21st and 22nd for members of the public to learn more about the project and find out how to submit comments on the information provided so far. Links to further information on those sessions are with this story on chmafm.com.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.